Chris Gage grew up in South Dakota, and he's always been a professional musician. He played his first gig at the VFW in Pierre, and then worked through the 1970s with South Dakota's Red Willow Band. He later worked with country music superstar Roy Clark. Today, he and his wife Christine Albert are based in Austin, Texas, and they're back in South Dakota this week. Chris played guitar with Jerry Jeff Walker last weekend in Sioux Falls, with Albert and Gage opening. And they'll be playing shows with the Red Willow Band this week in Lead and Renner, joined by a few of the South Dakota singer and songwriter Tom Peterson.
Matt, yeah, you know, Red Willow Band opened for Jerry Jeff numerous times in the old days. In fact, I've got a 4-foot-tall poster from a show in Brookings. It was just a really defining moment in our lives because Jerry Jeff came to town and we got to kind of watch the way somebody else does things. And I had no idea that he'd become my best friend later in life, and I'd do so many shows with him.
Chris, how long have you been playing with him?
Well, 20 years ago, I did a few shows just filling in for John Inman. And when it came around that they needed a guitar player, it was about 10 years ago that I got a call and asked me if I would do it full time. And I said, yes, as long as I can still play my shows with my lovely wife, Christine Albert. And they said, all right, we'll work around your schedule.
Perfect.
Yeah, full time with Jerry Jeff. He doesn't play tons of dates a year, and somehow it's worked out. You know, occasionally Chris has to send a sub, but most of the time he's able to do that and what we're doing.
Well, when you're in the right flow, things do tend to work out like that. Following that, you're getting the band back together again this summer, Red Willow Band, show and lead.
Yeah. We've gotten kind of good at that. We get together and we tell stories, and usually the drummer tells the most stories, Barry Carpenter. But we sit around and we get to know each other again, and we play a few songs. And then by the time somebody says, "Ladies and gentlemen, Red Willow Band, we're the Red Willow Band again," and we can just do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Red Willow, along with Albert and Gage, is playing in Lead at the Homestake Opera House on Thursday, July 27th. And then Red Willow Band plays Saturday at Straw Bale Winery in Renner. So we're looking forward to that. I always love going to the hills and playing at that. That venue is wonderful.
It's kind of Groundhog's Day. We did those two shows last year.
Yeah, we did.
It was
easy to book.
I don't mind doing it again. They're really fun.
And then Tom Pete, I think, will be joining us in Lead as well.
Yeah.
Wanted to talk a bit about him. When I moved to Vermilion, this was the late 90s, I knew his songs before I knew who he was.
And that's true for a lot of people. There's Austin's full of people that know his music, but just this last fall got a chance to see him for the first time.
Yeah, he came to Austin to record this new album at our studio, and Chris produced it. So we had him do some shows around town, and it was very exciting to have people hear him do his songs, because we released Dakota Lullaby in 2009, which was all Tom Peterson songs. So it introduced his music to a lot of people, but they loved getting to see him and hear him do his own versions of those.
Hear the ghosts of the plains sing of the buffalo. Fall asleep to a Dakota lullaby. Fall asleep to a Dakota lullaby.
I just kind of wanted to throw this out. I feel like more than other Midwestern states or places, there's kind of this South Dakota songbook. I call them South Dakota standards, and obviously Tom's a part of that. Do you sense that more than other places, at least in the Midwest?
It's hard to judge. Christine can speak about Santa Fe, which that's where she was when we were doing Red Willow. She was in Santa Fe in very similar bands, and we all used to sit around and play each other's songs. And Tom always was the leader of the pack. He would just shut everybody down with a new song. But, the bands that were around in the 70s, it was Dry Mustard and Blueberry Buckle and R&B Supply, and we all wrote songs. And there is a South Dakota songbook that even, you know, the Blueberry Buckle drummer, Dave Hofstede, wrote some beautiful songs. And Dennis Westfall and...
Boyd Bristow,
you know, you put these all together, and I think you're right. There is a real voice of South Dakota.
Yeah, I agree. Not being from there, but becoming aware of the legacy of music and the songbook, like you said, over the years has been, wow, it's very rich for a sparsely populated state. There's not that many people, but there's a lot of creative people.
Yeah.
The percentage of creative songwriters for a state that has a population that small is striking and really impressive.
So I will be, we'll also be talking with Tom himself, but I don't know, has he recorded before, or is this his first album?
You know, Boyd Bristow has kind of been the South Dakota audio archivist, and I remember getting in on some sessions many, many moons ago at different places where Boyd would be recording Tom, thinking that there was going to be an album coming out, but nothing ever happened, and this is really his first release after all this time. And I need to say that people know his songs, but they don't realize he's one of the most evocative singers I've ever met in my life. His voice is one of those voices that, oh, God, I wish I could do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he can sing soft right in your ear and just melt you down. And we tried to capture that on this album, and I think we did.
Beats on through all pain and sorrow. Steady on through rain or shine. Remembering tomorrow in this old broken heart of mine. Yeah, remembering tomorrow in this old broken heart of mine.
Now, I also just want to ask, after you get back home to Austin, after your time in South Dakota here, just what else is coming up for you guys? Christine, I know you have about 3,000 things going on.
Yeah. I mentioned my nonprofit, Swan Songs, that fulfills musical last wishes. It has really grown. We founded it in 2005, but all of a sudden, it's not all of a sudden, it's, you know, very purposefully and thoughtfully we've grown it. Slowly over the years, but a couple of years ago, I turned my attention to it pretty wholeheartedly, and now it's exploding, and it's really become a job for me. The organization finally hired me because I was just working full-time and really needed to make a living while I was doing this, and it needed my attention. And so this year, you know, we have fulfilled 135 requests already just in the first half of this year, which is a lot. You know, last year we did 118 the whole year. So that takes a lot of my time building that and expanding it. And I was also recently elected chair emeritus of the Recording Academy, which is the Grammy organization. And I served on that board for 8 years and was chair for two of them and vice chair for two. Then I had 2 years off where I was focusing on Swan Songs, and now I'm back as chair emeritus. So I'm an officer again, which gets me pretty deeply involved in the behind the scenes governance and management of the organization, in conjunction obviously with the CEO and the staff and the chair of the board. So that means more trips back and forth to LA.
She had some extra time.
Yeah,
so.
I needed some. And then, we're still playing really regularly. I have a Monday night gig called Mystery Monday that I created 4.5 years ago with Sarah Elizabeth Campbell. And then she passed away after a year, 13 months of doing it together. And now my co-host is Bill Kirchen, the guitar player from Commander Cody. So every Monday night, Bill and I and our bass player and drummer invite another guest, and have this just rockin' good time from 7:30 to 9:30 every Monday night. So I have that residency, and then Chris has a residency every Monday at a place called Don's Depot here in Austin. And then we play throughout the week and on the weekends. And so I'm really good at committing to additional things. I'm not good at letting go of anything else in order to make room for it. So I notice that I keep saying yes and piling things on and trying to figure out what to let go of. But I love it all, and I'm not really ready to quit being a performer and a singer. But it is challenging with as much other sort of administrative. Plus, we have our label that Tom's CD is coming out on, and then our studio that Chris runs. So Chris is very busy in the studio in addition to Jerry Jeff. So,
Chris, I was just going to ask what's cooking in the studio or anything coming up? Or?
Actually, it's been a really good year. Right when we finished up Tom Peterson's album, I started something with Jerry Jeff Walker, and he'd been kind of going back and forth about what kind of recording he wanted to do. There's some big studios in town. But we finally said, let's just get together at my place with Lloyd Maines and myself and Jerry Jeff. And we got three guitars out, excuse me. And we just worked up a dozen new and some old gems that he's found, like he does. And we started an album here at Moonhouse Studio. And it's in the mixing stages, so we're not going to have it with us this week, but very soon there's going to be a new Jerry Jeff Walker album that we made right here.
And someday we'll record again.
Yeah.
That's the one thing that is
all
really...
All we need is a song.
One thing that has fallen by the wayside is any brain cells to write songs or to record our own album. We've been working on so many other people's projects, but I do long for that and expect to do that.
Chris, I just want to throw out that your, especially your piano playing, has been an influence on me. When I think about how to approach things, I haven't had the chance to hear you live, but when I think about how to approach things in the studio, I often think of what I've heard you play on records. So
oh,
I just
thanks.
Want to say, I'm a fan.
Thanks.
You need to make a trip to Austin and hear him live. You'd love it.
I know. I do.
You know,
I
I've do. Got this, she just mentioned this thing I do Monday. I play the grand piano at a club in town called Don's Depot, and it's a bunch of railroad cars stuck together, and it's one of the hippest dive bars around. And I've just finished my 21st year there on Mondays. And just sitting there at a real piano week after week, playing and singing and playing, you know, it all... I remember a weird moment, Matt, when I looked down at my hands and I realized, oh, I understand this thing. I can see the whole keyboard all of a sudden. You know,
well, it sure comes through, absolutely.
And there was a great piano player in Rapid City named Ricky Jacobson who passed away. And he told me once after I'd been in Texas for a while, we got back together, and I borrowed his piano for something, and he said, "Oh, this is great! Now you're playing like Ray Charles." He said, "You weren't before, but now you are," and that was a real, real big compliment.
Good night, blues. I'll see you in the morning. Empty bottles have all run dry. Good night, blues. Hold me tight. You're my only companion tonight. Good night, blues. I'll see you in the morning.
Chris Gage with one from the Albert and Gage album of music by Tom Peterson, one called Good Night Blues. You're listening to In the Moment on SDPB. I'm Matt Wiesner talking with Albert and Gage, and there's one gig you have coming up here that we haven't talked about yet, that is very close to home.
We're playing on August 1st in Pierre, and I'm hoping Tom can make it out, but, you know, his health is, he's not the strongest guy on the planet, and that's a lot of traveling, dragging him around the state. But we are playing with Kenny Putnam on August 1st, and it's a fundraiser for the Western Dakota Western Heritage Festival. So that'll be a cool show to do in Chris's hometown. His mom has passed away now, and so we don't have family there, but we have a lot of old family friends, so we always love going there, too.
We brought my mom to Texas in her final years, and she'd kind of lost her memory. And at the memory care home where she was, she would have me take her out into the backyard, which was fenced, and she'd say, "See those trees just beyond that fence? That's South Dakota."
Yeah.
We were
worried about moving her from South Dakota because her whole life she was adamant, "I will never leave here." So when it got to the point where we really needed to have her closer to us, we were so nervous about it. But she was ready. She said, "Yep," because I think she knew she wanted to be close to us. And then once she was here, she didn't really know she was in Texas anyway. So it worked out well. And then after she passed, we took her back to South Dakota, took her ashes there and spread them in South Dakota.
Wow. Chris Gage, Christine Albert, thank you for joining us.
Yeah. Our pleasure.
Thank you.
Thanks for caring.
Yeah, we appreciate you taking the music out there to everybody through your show.
That's SDPB's Matt Wiesner talking with Chris Gage and Christine Albert. They have shows with the Red Willow Band tomorrow at the Homestake Opera House in Lead and Saturday at the Straw Bale Winery in Renner, plus a show with fiddler Kenny Putnam Tuesday in Pierre.